This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, and I'm so glad to be with you today. I have a very special guest. His name is Seth Pearson. He's talking about how fully loving yourself can completely change your life. Seth is a self-love warrior based in Seattle, Washington. He is the host of Love Amped podcast and facilitates events and life coaching sessions in the area. He's an expert in compassionate communication and effective boundary setting. He's also seasoned in psychedelic experiences. Welcome to the show, Seth. How are you today?
Oh, my gosh, Mari. Thank you for having me. I am doing fantastic. It happens to be my 29th birthday today, and I'm so excited to be spending it with you.
I'm excited to spend it with you. Today is my mom's birthday. She's long gone, but it's so exciting to have your birthday and my mom's birthday. And she was such a and I know that you are sweetness itself. So let's talk a little bit about your story. How did you get to where you are now?
Yeah, so there are definitely quite a few big moments that have led me to where I am today. And it really started with having a hard time loving myself when I was going through college. I finally found and touched upon the experience of having inner peace for the first time. And I continue to search for what causes that type of internal experience to happen and how can it be sustainable. And throughout that journey, that exploration, I started to mentor people on like creating a more exciting life for themselves. And that was around when I was 24. And then some big events kind of happened that accelerated, this mission of helping others feel fiercely alive and fully loving themselves, which is that. And so that's when I really started to look at how did this happen? Like, what leads up to these types of experiences and why does this need to happen for some people, and so throughout that experience, that's when I created the name Love Amped. That's when I bought the domain loveamped.com. It started as a simple website to talk about the message of self-love. And shortly after my experience, that experience of losing my mother, I was in kind of my first kind of relationship. And what I didn't know for so long is like how like a lack of self-love in a partner will like sabotage a situation and sabotage themselves and creating like scenarios that don't have to be like, it don't have to be that way. And so I left that relationship, and that's when I started the podcast Love Amped. It's a conversational study on how people can love themselves and what they went through and how they got to where they are today. And shortly after that, I started to, through conversation, that is one of the best ways that I can do that. And so I saw coaching as being in fully alignment with my purpose. And like, that's that jumping off point to here we are today in this moment.
Wow.
Coaching and helping heal the world in many ways.
Yeah. You know, I'm so sorry that you lost your mom at such a young age. I know, how devastating that is, but it served to put you into something that now is amazing. That you've discovered how important self-love is. It's everything. And when you were talking about that relationship, I had the same experience through most of my life. When we don't fully love ourselves, we question whether that person loves us, right? whether we're being loved fully, because it has to come from a space of us loving ourselves fully, and we have no idea how much it impacts every relationship we have, whether it's intimate, whether it's romantic or not, any relationship, you know. So I'm so glad that you find that and that you're doing this work now. So you call yourself a self-love warrior. Tell us a little bit about what that name means to you.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, and thank you for reflecting on that. And thank you for this question. I love this idea, this concept of what it means to be a warrior. And through the Mankind Project, this beautiful organization that does men's work, they have an experience what's called the New Warrior Training Adventure, a 48-hour, immersion, experience of initiation into manhood. And part of what they talk about is the new warrior. So an old idea of concept of a warrior is someone that goes out there and, conquers things and potentially and not, in the realm of, barbarians or not necessarily doing it for good. And so they have this idea that the new warrior is someone that creates, a world of good through mature masculinity, all of that good, beautiful stuff. And so I kind of have my own take, which is that loving myself takes a lot of courage, and loving, and for you, the listener, to love yourself and show how loving yourself in the world actually creates a better situation for yourself and everyone around you takes so much bravery, because there's going to be so many messages out there of shame. There's going to be shame messages constantly. Our modern day society is filled with them. And there's going to be so many moments of standing up for yourself, throughout that experience, to say, no, love is more important here. Me being who I am is so important and is for the benefit. And so I see the fact that me loving myself and bringing that out to the world is what a self-love warrior is.
I love that. And, when you talk about, the authenticity part of it, how we have to step into who we really are, which you ended doing that. You ended up doing that. And that's really the only way we can love ourselves fully, because if we're still not who we are, we're still ashamed of a part of us or not willing to have that courage, like you say, dare to be authentic, that courage to step in to what you know is right for you. It takes a lot of guts. It's not an easy thing to do. And it goes against most of what society teaches. And so I just commend you for having, especially at such a young age, having not only discovered this, but the part of the dare of how much guts it takes, and you did it at such a young age. And I just commend you for that. And we need more people. Thank you. The world is changing. Your vision is to change the world. Your mission is to change your world. Seth, you've already changed the world just by stepping out.
Thank
into
you.
It. Yeah. So let's talk a little bit more about the authenticity piece, because I know that that's really big for you. The role that has played in all of this for you.
Yeah. So authenticity has been huge, because it's forced me to be completely honest with myself, and in a way that actually will make other people question their own realities, that it'll go against traditions or preconceived notions, and that me, myself, and living my life around certain people nowadays actually can activate some pretty dark shadows within themselves. And what I have to do in those situations is stay in my power, stay grounded, be compassionate towards myself, be compassionate towards them, and help them see what's going on inside them, that it's something's coming up to be healed. And so it's a constant for me, like, lesson and practice of coming from the people pleaser, the nice guy, the self-silencer. Yeah. I used to be one that just keeps the peace, like, keeps harmony. Because, of course, I want everyone to be having a great time. I had to learn the lesson that people are going to be uncomfortable with the way I live my life. And mm-hmm. I'm going to, like, quote unquote, hurt people by living what is true to me, and that not everyone has to like me. And sometimes, like, people are actually going to come around, and I don't need them to come around. And they might, if they're willing to look at what is inside of them and, like, their previous belief systems and, like, looking at the insecurities that come up, that they'll find out how to be authentic themselves through seeing it through me.
Yeah, so true. You know, I like the part about not everybody has to like you. I used to want everybody to like me and never have anybody not like me. I took that as I'm not a nice person. I'm not good enough. But it's true. Not everybody has to like you. And I like that part that you talked about, the dark, you know, the dark part of them. Your light is too bright for that. So you think, why doesn't this person like me? Why are they treating me like this? Well, it really has nothing to do with you, right? So I'm glad you brought those two points. Really, really great points. Not everybody has to like us, and it's okay. And living in your authenticity sometimes creates a whole bunch of people not liking you that used to like you, which is a little tough. But you know what? Either they're turned around, like you say, or there's a score of other new people that you never experienced because now you're being who you really are.
Exactly. I mean, I am blessed with an abundance of incredible, like, beautiful, long-lasting, deep relationships that continue to evolve and grow every single day. And they're the right people for my life, and I'm the right person in their life. And I'm actually curious for you, Mari, do you know you're kind of versed in shadow work? Is that right?
No, I'm not versed in shadow work. I have had a guest on before, and I even have, business professionals that I work with, associates that are versed in it, but that's not something that I've ever done. No.
Gotcha. I would love to share just the brief overview is that, like, the shadow is like this negative core belief that is reflected outwardly in so many different ways that's like unconsciously affecting one's life. And so I discovered that my shadow is that I'm not worthy. And so now to this day, I look and ask myself, like, in every scenario, like, am I doing this from a place of worthiness or unworthiness? And so just like what you were talking about and what I was sharing about, like, not everyone having to like us, there's a shadow piece of, like, I need to prove that I'm worthy of being liked by people. Like, it's really hard because when it's a negative, like, core belief, it's, like, hard to look at.
Yeah.
And so worth looking at.
That's really good. Thank you for sharing that. I never had really heard that before, though I heard of the shadow self. But I think mine was also low self-worth or not really loving myself fully. And when I broke through that, my life completely changed. I can't even begin to express it. Okay, we're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. And if you want to call in and ask Seth a question, you can call in at 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869. You can call now, and we'll be right back.
New York, 1971. After surviving an assassination attempt on my life, I created another alias, Bulletproof. The mafia lifestyle can get messy when you start an all-out war on the mob. You know that movie, The Godfather? Well, I'm living it. Let's just say robbing a mob's money drop sets the whole war in motion. This thrilling killer series, Killer with a Heart, Killer with Three Heads, and coming soon, Killer with Black Blood by J.L. Hill keeps your blood pumping. Get these urban crime fictions from Amazon or RockHillPublishing.com.
So you want your business to reach its potential? Is your technology supporting your growth or holding you back? Through business management coaching, real-time collaboration, and customized solutions, Mindcore can help leading companies take back control of their technology, streamline their business, and outperform their competition. Visit our website at mind-core.com to learn why 500-plus business leaders trust Mindcore for transforming their collaboration, cybersecurity, and cloud computing. That's mind-core.com.
Are you ready for more? Ready to make a change but not sure what steps to take? Dr. Tracy, a certified executive coach with proven results, can help. If you're frustrated, unmotivated, feeling stuck or out of place, Dr. Tracy will help you break through to the next level. Stop believing this is all there is and know there's more for you. Text COACH ME to 833-372-4369 for a free consultation. You are ready. Text COACH ME to 833-372-4369 for a free consultation.
We're back on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, with special guest Seth Pearson, talking about how fully loving yourself can completely change your life. So, Seth, I have a question for you. What do you believe is the first step for someone who wants to begin stepping into their self-love?
Yeah, I think one really important aspect is to learn what the ingredients of self-love are. And there's mm-hmm. three of them. And this is based off of incredible research that Kristen Neff has done with her work in self-compassion. The first one being self-cherishment. And this is a term that I got from one of my mentors at the VAST Institute. Her name is Michelle Sherman, and she took the idea of cherishing something and then bringing it to the self. You know, that's how, and so that being the first ingredient, the second ingredient being like having this understanding of shared humanity, understanding that we are not alone in our tough experiences, and we're not alone in like the beautiful moments of life. We're always connected to people. A lot of reasons why people live in shame or have tough experiences that feel like they're so overwhelming that there's nothing that can be done to alleviate their pain is that they feel very alone, very isolated, feel like their problem is unique to them and there's no one that would understand where they're coming from. When in reality, we of course have our own specific versions of like issues and challenges. And in reality, we're all going through this together. And that's one of the reasons why there's, as I talked about earlier with being a self-love warrior, going out in the world, loving yourself, showing how that is of benefit to everyone, is that there's a lot of separation and dividing happening right now. Especially in the United States. And what is really unfortunate is that a lot of people that divide and do kind of like separating actions and have communication that is more disconnecting than connecting is that they don't understand that we're all human. Like simply we are all going through this together and there's nothing actually that is separating us other than our actions.
Right.
And so that knowing that even in a tough moment without anyone else there to be of support is that being simply presence, like being able to be present with a moment, like this is mindfulness. Like this is what creates the ability to know what is going on within oneself. Because if we don't know what's going on within ourselves, we're not going to be able to like live in that authentic space, like give compassion to what we're experiencing, be able to connect with others because we're not going to be there. We're not going to be there with them. We're going to be distracted. We're going to be confused or lost or just not knowing how to connect with others. And I believe that's why a lot of social anxiety actually comes from, is not knowing how to be present with oneself mm-hmm. and with another person and understand that everything's okay. So yeah. those are the first three concepts to understand when starting out with self-love.
Nice. I love everything you said, and I especially like the part about the awareness or the being in the moment, you know. I remember a time where my thoughts just would control me, right? If you're going from thought to thought, and we can think pretty fast. Our brains are amazing. But there's no awareness there. You don't even know how your body feels, right? I had a time where I didn't even know how my body felt. But once you become more in tune to that, that's a really good beginning. Thank you for sharing that. So what do you think that is your main message to the public today?
Simply that. Without a doubt, that is what would happen.
Wow, that's a big message, and the world needs it right now, especially the United States. What can we do to bring that forth? I mean, it is possible. What can each of us do individually? What can the listener do to propel this?
Absolutely. I would say turning inwards and learning how to let go of all of the shame and, like, bring your life to a space that brings you excitement and that brings you love and that brings fulfillment. You know, that's one of the main aspects of coaching for me, is helping others find more fulfillment, mm-hmm. have like the best relationships like that they never knew were possible,
right.
and to feel extremely connected to the experience of life, and to feel alive, and to then from there, as you're on that journey, bring those around you to that space as well. Because once you are able to show that to other people of mm-hmm. self-love, and then that is going to continue to ripple out to, they know people that you don't know, and they interact with people that you don't interact with. And it just moves from there, like making sure you're good and the people closest in your life are good. And then just like what I do here is that once I'm good with those close to me, then I bring it out even further into the world. Like, we're connecting mm-hmm. with so many people, like you wonderful listeners out there. Like, this is how the message of self-love spreads and how, like, healing can spread. Like, I was able to be resourced enough to come on to this show today. And, like, with this concept, there's this idea of broaden and build. It's the idea that when humans are in a good space mentally, like with themselves and around them, that they're able to actually broaden the ideas of what the human experience could be and actually create new experiences from there. And so that is how it can all tie in together in your life right now.
Wow, that sounds super exciting. It just makes me like thrilled to hear you talk. Because I can envision it and I can believe that it's already happening and continuing to spread. So let's talk for a moment about how to get a hold of you. Seth, if you can hear me, I'm not hearing you anymore. Can you call right back in? Hello?
Hello. Hello.
Hey, you're back. Okay. You said loveamped.com and we lost you. Go ahead.
Okay. Yes. Okay. So, yeah. So at loveamped.com, you're able to schedule a 15-minute call with me to discover, like, how you can come alive. Like, we will get you to touch upon what that is for you. This is something that I do for free. And of course, from there, if you want to learn more about what it's like to work together, we go from there. And I've just had so many calls where people, like, simply give me that short call saying yes to the next step, like moving and shifting things forward. And so I can't highly, you know, I can't recommend that experience enough. It's one of the greatest ways that I can serve the world right now. I also have plenty of YouTube videos online. If you search my name, Seth Pearson, I have a lot of different concepts that I talk about, a lot of experiences, as Mari mentioned at the beginning of the show. I have experience in many different psychedelics. I post about those experiences. Some of them are live, kind of in the moment, diary entries, if you will, of what those experiences can be like. And always posting really beautiful stories and experiences on my Instagram as well. So there's many ways to connect with me.
Fantastic. So it's LoveAmped, LoveAmped.com. Make sure to go there. Make sure to check out that 15-minute session because if you're struggling with self-love or struggling with your life, it's well worth a few minutes. Like Seth said, you don't know what you'll discover about yourself by talking to someone for just a few minutes. Very good. So, Seth, it's been just so wonderful to have you on my show. Thank you so much for being a guest today. And thank you all for listening in. Make sure that you pass along this interview. As soon as we're done, even though we're live, there'll be a replay of the show. And you can pass it on to people that you know that need to love themselves more and need to expand their life into something wonderful. And thank you all for listening to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. We'll catch you next time. Bye for now.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell. Broadcasting live from Southern California.